We are at the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We're in the midst of this discussion of Rabbi Yochanan, who learned from the extra time. Thank you.
Need a rear view mirror.
They should make it.
Okay, now it's on.
We're in the midst of this discussion where Rabbi Yochanan learned that we do not give lashes in a kari situation. From that extra time when the Torah mentions that a sister gets kares, that comes to teach us in all places when that happens, you don't get kares. And then we question what did the rabbis learn from that. And ultimately, we've come to the point where the rabbis learn from that extra achos, right? That if you have if you're doing a triple avera with one woman, if one woman carries three names of avera, and you do the one act with her, you get lashed three. You bring a korban chatas, bring three korban chatas if it's done without knowing that it was not allowed to be done. Then we want to understand how did Rabbi Yitzchak learn that? And we want to say he learned it from a kal vachomer, but we broke that kal vachomer. So therefore, he is going to tell us where he learned that from. So where is Rabbi Yitzchak learning that if you do have relations with a woman that carries three different averos, how are you going to bring three korban chatas? That's where we're up to now. So where is Rabbi Yitzchak learned that from? Now we get to the answer. Elanafkalei, but he learns it, me achosa de seifa, from the extra mention of the word his sister at the end of that very pasuk, the one that talks about the kares penalty. And let's get the bigger text over here. This is the pasuk we're talking about. Ve'ish asher yikach es achoso, someone who takes his sister, bas aviv, the daughter of his father, o basimo, the daughter of his mother, which really means half-sister, okay? Veraz ervasa, and sees her nakedness. Vehisir ervasa, she says his name. And net chesedu, that's a kindness, which means a corruption of kindness. Now, here's the point. Ve nichrisa le'ene ben elon, and they shall be cut off from their people. Now, that is, going back to the beginning, Rabbi Yitzchak's source, why he says you only get kares, you don't get lashed. Because why do you have to say kares? At the end of the whole section, it says kares on all of them.
Yeah.
That's the first one. That was in the beginning. So now, the rabbis learned other things from that. And so ultimately, they want to know, well, where's Rabbi Yitzchak learn the fact if you have relations with one woman, but she carries three averes, you're going to bring three korban chatas? So he says, because there's an extra achoso in the beginning. Okay? Because look what it says. Now I'll go back to the top of the pasuk. Okay, so here's the point. The second clause is entirely extra that you say you're giving kares. That's the first thing. Why does that say kares? We already know you get kares in all of them. To which Rabbi Yitzchak said that, we learn from that, we learned that in a case where there's kares, there's no lashes. To which the rabbis learned to know it splits them up. Splits up they learn rather that's when you learn you're going to get three punishments for one. Mm-hmm. Three korban chatas for one. That's what they do with that. So that where's he going to learn it from? Where's Rabbi Yitzchak going to learn it from? He goes back to the beginning of the pasuk. Let's look at the beginning of the pasuk. The ish asher yikach es achoso bas aviv o bas imo. Now, what if I took out the word achoso and the top line? Would I not understand the pasuk? The person who takes bas aviv, the daughter of his father.
Yeah.
Isn't that his half sister also? O bas imo. So what do we do with that achoso?
Yeah.
That clearly is extra. Okay? So that's So that's the one we're dealing with. Elanafkale, he learns it. Meachosa de sefer. I'm jumping the gun. Is it chosa de sefer chesed reisha? He learns it from the pasuk of that second achosa when it repeats the word achosa. Okay, so what he's saying is, I jumped the gun on that. I'm sorry. I'm telling you what's going to be the next line of the Gemara. He says the achosa the sefer. The second last line when it says achosa his sister. So they get cut off, Because why? Erva sachosa gilo. He revealed the erva of his sister. But he already told us we're dealing with his sister. Could just say they get cut off, period.
That's right.
But the they get cut off. Amam. Why does got to say erva sachosa gilo? We know it's erva sachosa because that's what it said in the beginning.
The whole paragraph.
No. He says you got to say kares again so that you're going to give the punishment of kares and not lashes. That's okay. That's what he learned from that. And the rabbis learned something else from that, learned the other thing from that. But he said, why do you have to say the word achoso at the end? We know it's his sister because that's who we've been talking about the whole time.
The Torah always says Torah. Erbas ima gila, erbas aviv gila. That's the
form. Everyone would need to understand why you're doing that, okay? So we would have to look at all those psukim and see what's going on. But clearly, you don't have to say achoso, especially more so. No, it's saying in the beginning of the pasuk, it's achoso too. So you got to tell me a second time it says achoso too? So what's this extra achoso doing? So therefore, the verse repeats the word achoso. The second appearance of this word can be used to teach that separate chatas must be brought for sinning with one sister who is also his parent's sister. And you bring three korban chatas. So from that extra achoso, that's where he learns it from.
So because it says it twice, it means each one's an individual.
No, that the extra word is coming to teach you something extra. So it's coming to teach you.
How do we deduce that that's what it teaches them?
That's what they say. It's got to teach you something. So they figure that's what it's teaching. Because they know that's the halacha. So where's going to be the source for the halacha? So they're going to say it's this extra word of achoso that's possible to have.
Twice, two carbon. Now why three?
We say it could be as multiple. Multiple. It could be two or three, depending on how many achoses are here. Okay, is it just my sister? Is it my father's sister? Any type of a sister over here? You can multiply the sister punishments over here because the extra word achol. So it's telling me from that extra word. Okay, fine. So now the question now turns to what do the rabbis do with this extra achol? So just as we said before, what are they going to do with the extra achol? So it's extra too. I guess they got to learn something from that, right? So what are you going to do with that? The Edech, and according to the rabbis, who already know that from the other source, the fact that it repeats kares, that it mentions kares in general, that's why you give multiple korbanas for the same thing. So achosa to say, what do they need that last achosa for? So to tell you the following, l'chaiva, to make the person chayav kares, to make him chayav kares if he has relations with his full sister. Full sister. Now, why do we need to know that? Because the Torah never mentions the aver of his full sister. It only mentions the aver of his half-sisters. So we need an extra pasuk to tell me the full sister. Let's go back to that pasuk. Okay? Let's start from the beginning. If he takes his sister, what kind of a sister?
Full sister.
Bas Aviv, the daughter of his father. That's a half sister.
Right. That's right.
Torah has told us you can't marry a half sister.
Yes.
Okay, where does Torah say you can't marry a full sister? Doesn't. Okay, so we're going to learn from the extra achoso.
That is later.
That's the full sister is included.
You don't need it, though, because, first of all, you can say a full sister is still the daughter of the father or the daughter of the mother.
But
secondly, a kol v'chomer. You can't do a half sister.
But if you say or the daughter of the mother, means it's two different situations, not the same.
No,
you can't be with her. She's not the mother, you can't be with her. Either way.
Because a full sister is the daughter of one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, of both?
The first paragraph refers
to
a half sister.
You want
to
say a kol v'chomer, right?
Full sister.
Yeah, if you can't be with a half sister, for sure you can't be with a full sister.
So what's the answer to that, Shelly? if you're that smart to know the question, you should be that smart to know the answer.
You need another reason for the extra sister.
No. This is the reason you're going to stick with. It's coming to include a full sister. So the answer is to your question, Lomar, and that idea that we're saying this, that we have to use this extra achos, he's a full sister, to tell us, she'enon shimen adin, you don't punish via a kal v'chomer. That's the whole point. You don't punish via a kal v'chomer. Right? Since the Torah found it necessary to teach that one incurs kares for sinning with his full sister, although this could have been inferred by a kal v'chomer from the law of a half-sister, it is evident that a kal v'chomer cannot be used to impose a punishment. Ain, that's the rule we've all said. Ain onchin min adin. Hold on. I'll get to you. Let me just finish the explanation. The first part of the verse states the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother. This implies a reference to a half-sister who was either the daughter of his father but not of his mother, the daughter of his mother but not of his father. Theoretically, it would now be possible for a kal v'chomer to dictate that since one is punished for sinning with his half-sister, he's certainly subject to that punishment for sinning with his full-sister. It is a principle of the Torah, however, that punishments can be imposed only in situations where the Torah clearly decrees them. Logical arguments, such a kal v'chomer cannot be used to extend a punishment from one situation to another. The Torah therefore repeats achos, his sister, at the end of the verse in order to include a full sister. So since ein onshin min hadin, I need to learn that full sister.
So this is chorus that we're talking about. It's a punishment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's by Hashem. And it's not a court that's imposing it.
But that has nothing to do with that. The fact is, what is the punishment?
But we're not. But a kol v'chomer would apply to a punishment by a beis din. God knows the situation. He can provide chorus if it's a half sister or a full sister. He doesn't need a kol v'chomer.
But we're coming to a conclusion about what God is doing by a kol v'chomer, which you can't do.
Listen, whenever we're going to say by a kol, it doesn't matter. What if by a kol v'chomer we decide to kill a guy? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Remember, God has to follow the way we rule things down here. There's two separate things. You're blurring two concepts here. There's one concept: if God knows something we don't know, then God deals with things. We don't know what's in your heart in terms of a kares punishment necessarily. We don't know if you've done tshuva, adequate tshuva. So really, God can only administer kares, and we can't. That's one thing. There's another thing. We're allowed to rule on things that have not been specifically mentioned in the Torah. You know, forget about a kol v'chomer. You know, what's the law? Can you use a microwave on Shabbos? God has never told us that law. So what do we do? Well, I guess we're never going to know because God's never going to tell us. No, God said, I gave you the Torah. Whatever else you have to find out, you decide. And the way you decide, I will accept your ruling. That's very important to remember that. That's a very important rule. And therefore, if a Beis Din decides something, and they say, you know, we've declared in the modern world of the 21st century that this is called Chilul Shabbos. You know, there was a big debate years ago, you know, turning on lights, all this. It was a discussion, you know, and can you do it on Yom Tov, lower the lights? It's a whole question. What's exactly the malacha? They didn't exactly make lights when they had a Mishkan. Mm-hmm. So the rabbis ruled turning on a light is Chilul Shabbos. Did we ever hear God's opinion on it? No. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say we have a Beis HaMikdash, and we have a Sanhedrin, and we have lights that can be turned on Shabbos. Okay? And now, we tell the guy, don't turn that light on Shabbos, because that's going to be desecrated Shabbos, and you're going to get killed. Now, where in the Torah did God say you're going to get killed for that? Nowhere. But God has to follow the ruling. So that's the point. So if we're going to say, if we rule that there's kares for a full sister, then God has to follow that ruling. That's what God told us. He will do that. He will do that. So that's the point. You can't punish min adin. So I know, Shelley, you're asking, that should only be if we want to execute the guy. You're saying, well, how can you, by a kal v'chomer, you want to lash a guy with a kal v'chomer. Can't do that, right? So we're saying the same thing. You can't declare that you get kares by your kal v'chomer. We can't do that. And that would be the same. They would force God to accept your ruling. And we, just like we don't do it when it's for us to actually kill someone, we don't actually do it to say that this is kares.
Yeah,
You follow?
I follow.
That's the famous Gemara. That's the famous Gemara. What was it? I forgot which rabbi. Kiloba Shamaimi. But the famous Gemara where there was a debate about a certain issue of if a certain utensil became tamei or tar. It was a machlokas. Machlokas was in the yeshiva. One said this is tar, one says it's tamei, this and that. And then in the process of Gemara it says, and Hashem says it's tar. And the rabbi said, we don't care, we think it's tamei. So then they say, let's go to the expert, Rabbi so-and-so, I remember his name. And this is during the Roman persecutions, and they're chasing after that rabbi, the expert, and they've shot him with arrows, and he's dying. Students come running over him as he's dying. Rabbi, what's the halacha in this situation?
Wow.
And he says, tar. And then he died. He said, oh, you're so fortunate, you died saying tar on your lips. Okay, so God said Torah is right. You look in the Rambam, and that halacha rules Tomei. And the question is, how can the Rambam rule Tomei? God ruled Torah, and the expert ruled Torah. How can he rule Tomei? The answer is, because the majority of the rabbis, in that case, said it's Tomei. God's opinion doesn't count in this world. Right? And the rabbi who was dying, he already had one foot in heaven, so his opinion doesn't count. In other words, the Torah is in such a way that, now this is a very deep philosophical, I don't want to go there this morning, because we'll never get out of it. But there's a concept that really, not in primary laws, not in keeping Shabbos, keeping kosher, believing in God, there's no room for any discussion and dispute. But in the minutiae of halacha, there's a legitimate way to see it's this way, a legitimate way to say it's that way. If God hasn't given you in the Torah a ruling, God says it's up to you. As long as you use your Talmudic mind and come, and the truth I'll tell you right now, God says, you could find 70 ways to say Torah and 70 ways to say Torah. Whatever you guys feel, figure out at the end of the day, it's fine with me. So God may say from the godly perspective, that's one way of looking at it, it's Torah. From your perspective, it's Tomei. That's the greatness of Torah. It can hold so much detail in it. So anyway, that's the same idea over here. So they decide with a Kavah Chomer that this should get Kares. Now once they decide that gets Kares, then God has to abide by that law. And certainly that the person being warned has to know that that is the law. Now, be a big difference now. If it comes with Kares, then the guy's got to do tshuva. The guy says, no, it doesn't, so I don't. So that becomes the difference. So that's what the rabbis... What?
Witnesses warn this has the punishment of kares if you do this?
Well, the guy's got to know. Remember, you only get kares if you're doing it intentionally.
Right.
Now, the only way we could know for... Now, a guy, let's say if he knows he did it intentionally, then God knows. But what if he's an ignorant guy?
Yeah.
He didn't know you can't have relations with your sister. He didn't know. He thought it was a nice thing. Why did he have trouble? He's having trouble with Shidduchim. He gets along with his sister. And remember, if you don't have a chumash and you don't have anybody to teach you, why wouldn't you get married to your sister? Right? There are certain islands in the Bahamas where there was a lot of intermarriage. Incestuous marriage.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of people with birth defects.
Ozark Mountains in the States.
Same thing. So the guy didn't know. So we can't give him kares if he didn't know. Most he could do is bring korban chatas. If we warn him, now he knows. Now he knows. And if he does it, now God has to give him kares. That becomes the point.
Yeah.
So therefore they're saying, we don't learn from the extra sister that you get the triple korban. They say from the extra sister, you're high for a full sister, because you can't punish with a kal v'chomer. That's what the rabbis say. Follow, Shelley?
Yeah,
it's good. Okay. You still have some... there's still some to your question, but I don't want to go further. Because there's another point to your question, but I'm not going to go further. Because what Shelley's... Oh, it's not only a kal v'chomer.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be worse than what a half-sister is.
Yeah.
In other words, if you're a full sister, you for sure have been a half sister. You know, so that's a little even deeper than a Kal Vachomer. So that's another discussion I don't want to get into. But anyway, the Irach, so now we got to go back to the other rabbi, to Rabbi Yitzchak, since he used this to learn the other thing. So what? Where is he going to learn to punish a full sister? It was a full sister from the Irach. Where is he going to learn to punish? We don't have the Kal Vachomer, because he already used his sister to say you bring three separate Korban Chatas from that. So where is he going to learn a full sister as Aser? So now we're going to get a number of different answers to this question. Iboiseima, one answer is, although we can't punish with a Kal Vachomer, but maybe there's another backdoor we could do. Gomar Onesh Me'azhora. He derives the punishment from the scriptural warning. What does that mean? It's when the Torah warns against cohabiting with one's half-sister. It states the extraneous, it's in the warning. This is not in the punishment. Okay, there's two things. This pasuk I'm showing, the pasuk we saw before was the punishment. It says you get kares. That pasuk we were discussing was one against kares, and that you can't give kares from a Kal Vachomer. But now remember, you also got to warn before you punish. So now this pasuk is the warning pasuk. So let's look at the warning pasuk. It says, Ervas bas eishes avicha, the erva of the daughter of your father's wife, moledes avicha, born to your father, achos chahi, she is your father. Okay? She is your sister. So this is the warning against cohabiting with one's half-sister. It says the daughter of his father, but not of his mother. Okay? Right? The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, who was born to your father.
Yeah.
Your father's wife's daughter, who was born to your, but obviously not to your mother.
Right.
So it's not your full sister. It's your half-sister.
Yes, well, you, to your father. Okay, yeah.
Right? So that's a cohabiting with one's half-sister from the father's side and not the mother's side.
Right.
Right? That's the warning. Yeah? So now he's saying he derives the punishment from the scriptural warning. So in other words, when the Torah warns against cohabiting with one's half-sister, it states the extraneous words, she is your sister. Why does it have to say she is your sister? Already know it's your father's daughter.
Right.
Look again, Ervas bas eishes avicha, moledes avicha. Already you know it's your half-sister. Why does it have to say achos chahi, she is your sister? I mean, obviously she's your sister.
Right.
So what do we have that for? So those words include the full sister in the warning. The full sister's in the warning. You see how you see from the warning, the full sister? It clearly says the half-sister, but by repeating she's your sister, that must include a full sister. So the Torah is already warning about a full sister.
Right.
So, but what's the problem? We don't see the punishment by the full sister.
Right.
We only see punishment by the half-sister. So he says, if you already have the warning, remember, the whole idea is you can't punish unless there's a warning in the Torah. You have to have two psukim. One psuk in the Torah says, thou shalt not. Second psuk says, this is the punishment. So what did we say? By the punishment, it says the extra word is your sister. So he wanted to say, well, that teaches me that the full sister gets kares too. Right? So, and there's no Kal Vachomer can be used. Right? Can't use a Kal Vachomer. He's going to say you could use a Kal Vachomer. Well, why can't you use a Kal Vachomer here? Because since the warning already warned also the full sister, then we can punish with that Kal Vachomer. Because once you already have the warning, if I don't have the warning even, then how am I going to punish? But if you got, that's what he's saying. So Gamar Onesh Mashara, we can learn the punishment from the warning. If there's a warning for a half-sister and there's a warning for a full-sister, when the Torah says the punishment for the half-sister, well, what do you mean? If you're not going to get punished for the full-sister? So it follows that just the Torah warning applied to both. So then I could use the Kal Vachomer because I'm not coming up with anything new. I already know that God doesn't want you to do it. So there's no reason why the punishment. So you can punish with a Kal Vachomer only after the warning has been explicitly stated. That's one answer he gives. Viboy Seima, If you want, I can give you a second answer why, where he's going to derive that. And we're going to pick a different pasuk, Nafkalei. He's going to learn Kar, Reb Yitzchak will learn Kares from a full sister. Me'achosa Dereisha. From the beginning of the pasuk, where it said achos, that's where I jumped the gun about 15 minutes ago. The first achosa was also extra. Was also extra, because when it said achosa, we already know it's talking about the half sister. It said, your sister, the daughter of your father, the daughter of your mother, that's also extra, the word achosa. So he'll learn, so this is a second answer from that extra achosa. Okay, now based on that second answer, if the achosa is extra, the first achosa is extra, so what are the rabbis going to do with the first achosa? The first answer said, well, we already got the warning together, so then, okay, so then the rabbis don't have an extra pasuk to answer. But the fact is, we're second answer saying there's an extra achosa in the beginning, so what do the rabbis do with the extra achosa? So he's going to answer, we have a rule also, that if you got something extra, and you have no way of fitting it into the context of the pasuk, we've taken care of all the issues, where the rabbis have taken care of every issue in this area, so you can go somewhere far aflung and learn something from that. And that's going to be the answer. Ve'idach and the other ones, the other rabbis, what do they do with the first achos, so the extra one over there? Since it's totally extra, ha'humi boile, they use this extra expression for lechalek, to separate different types of punishments altogether. Kares lemafateim ve'lesach. To give the kares punishment for one who, now there's two separate averos written in one pasuk with one clause. And there's one punishment you're not allowed to, we know there's a special anointing oil that was made by Moshe to anoint utensils to sanctify them in the temple. There's one prohibition, you're not allowed to replicate the precise ingredients, the recipe. Yeah. You can't do the same recipe for just stamazoy. You're not allowed to do that. You can do close to it, but you're not allowed to replicate the recipe. Yeah. That's mefatim. Second one is, you can't take the real anointing oil for your own personal pleasure. Mm-hmm. Two separate averos. Okay? The problem is, they're both mentioned in the same, it says, where is it? So the Torah gives a separate askara for each prohibition. Let's see if I get it over here. It says al basar adam, and the flesh of a person lo yisach, you should not smear it with maskunto lo sasukamo, and don't duplicate it in its formulation. Kodesh hu kodesh yelachem. So you see, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. Right. So now, what he's saying is, we're separating the punishments that we have over here, meaning to say, let's read the whole thing over here. All right. The Torah gives a separate ashara. This was the warning for each prohibition, but includes them, but when it comes to the punishment, it includes them with one. It says, Isha shir yirkach kamo v'asher yite mimenu alzor v'nichres memov. He gets Kares. Now, since the Torah states Kares only once for these two prohibitions, it could have been thought that one who violates both in a single lapse of unawareness incurs a single chatas. Even though the warnings, separate warnings, but it says in the punishment, together, the guy does this and this, gets Kares. So that it would seem that you only get one. Yeah. So therefore I needed the extra achoso to say that you get two. If you did it unintentionally, then you bring a korban chatas. Therefore the Torah needed to divide them just in regard to the forbidden unions. Just like with the woman, the guy with three, the one sister and the three times. So therefore the Torah added achoso. All right. Now, here's the point. Although this word refers to a different matter entirely, it can be applied to these two prohibitions by means of an exegetical device known as im eino inyan, called if unnecessary in its context. That is, if a scriptural expression is unnecessary to teach a particular law in its own context, there's nothing more to learn with this first achoso. We assume that it's intended to teach the law in a different context. Here, this applies as follows. The word achoso, a sister, is not needed, according to the rabbis, not need to require separate katas in its own context of unions because you learned it from someone else. Skip the brackets. Hence, this word achos available to require separate chatos in a different context, namely two prohibitions pertaining to anointing oil. So that's what they're going to do with that first achos. And I'm not going to be able to finish this round today. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask, so where does Rabbi Yitzchak learn that you get kares? Two korban chatas for anointing, and that's the question over there. So we're going to have to get the answer. I'm sure we'll get a little bit more to finish up this sugya, which we'll do on Monday. Okay, shkoyach.